Yes, it is.
Was your father Mexican?
Yes,
Corpus Christi, but he's
he was of Mexican descent. He was a U.S. citizen, but of Mexican descent.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I've gone through a lot of hardships. Now I can say in my later years, I mean, now that I'm old, I'm having it a little bit better, thank God.
You did have your parents dying.
Mm-hmm.
What about, you've been married twice?
Yes.
Tell me about your first husband. Where was he born?
Well, he always said that he had been born in New York. Actually, I couldn't swear to that.
No, either. was he Mexican?
No, he was Anglo.
You were separated and divorced?
Yes, we were divorced. He left when in 1951.
Uh-huh. How old was he then?
Then,
uh-huh.
At that time, he was about 45 years old. He's about 72 now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess, no, 71, because he was born in
1903. What was his religion?
He didn't have any. He didn't like any religion of any kind.
Uh-huh. What about his education?
No, he didn't have much education. He joined the service when he was pretty young, and
mm-hmm.
that's where he acquired his education with him.
He was always in the service?
Yes, he was in the service for about 23 years.
In the army? Or
in the army.
What about your present husband?
He's a United States citizen, but of Mexican descent also.
Uh-huh. How old is he?
He's 55. I'm older than he is.
What about his religion?
He he claims he's a Catholic, although he goes to my church more often than he does the Catholic church.
How did you happen to be Catholic? I mean, to be Protestant, if you don't mind my asking him. It just seems, everybody here seems to be Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really surprised.
Well, ever since I was a little girl, my grandmother used to take me to the Methodist church services.
Uh-huh.
And I liked their hymns, and I liked
uh-huh.
their sermons, and I liked, everything, you know, that pertains to the Protestant
mm-hmm.
religion. And whenever I was in San Diego, my cousins and I used to go to the Catholic church
mm-hmm.
because there wasn't any Protestant church at the time there.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned a few how to recite the rosary and
mm-hmm.
you know, prayers and good things that I learned from
mm-hmm.
the Catholic Church. But then at that time the Mass was said in Latin.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't understand Latin. So then later I started going to